It's my pleasure now to introduce to you the Stroke Foundation Queensland State Manager, Andrea Sanders. And Andrea is here to talk to us today about National Volunteer Week. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you. Andrea, with the Stroke Foundation, we spoke just before we came on air. You have about 270 volunteers.
We do indeed. Yes. We actually have around 273 volunteers, and they work across 34 different roles and programs in our organisation. Here in Queensland, we have around 20 to 25 volunteers who actively participate in a number of activities for us.
And what are some of those activities, Andrea?
Well, our volunteers here in Queensland, in particular, spend a lot of time educating our community about stroke and sharing their stroke experiences. They also support a lot of programs utilising their expertise and their understanding and their lived experience of having a stroke across Queensland. So we're very, very grateful for the work that the volunteers do.
Of course, and being Volunteers Week, no doubt you're wanting to just thank them from the bottom of your heart. I mean, goodness me, without them, the world would hardly go around, would it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we want to do a huge thank you because for the generosity and the time and the dedication that our volunteers give to the Stroke Foundation. They contribute around 15,300 hours in 2019. I mean, that's an incredible effort.
Absolutely. And if you had to pay for that, Andrea, that would take money that could be somewhere else.
Absolutely. As a not-for-profit and charity, we certainly want to utilise our funds as much as possible to support stroke survivors to live better.
Yeah. Now, some of the figures, Andrea, just give, because we tend to, it's a quiet thing, a stroke, isn't it? You don't hear lots and lots about it, but there is so much and so many people that are affected by a stroke. So can you give us some of those little figures there that might just make people sit up and take a little bit more notice?
Yes, absolutely. In Queensland alone, there are more than 10,000 strokes will be experienced by Queenslanders this year. We have over 90,000 stroke survivors living in the community in Queensland. Nationally, there is an expectation that by 2050 that 1 million people will experience stroke. And, of course, stroke, it's a real burden. I mean, it affects the brains, it affects the way we think, we move, speak, eat, and it can leave people with a wide range of physical and cognitive changes and disabilities. So it's certainly something that we need to take notice of. Moving forward.
And Andrea, about 30% of stroke victims or stroke survivors, I should say, are of working age. So they're sort of well under 65.
And people don't realise that statistic is out there, that 30% of people under the age of 65 can experience stroke.
Dear to dear. And also with a stroke survivor, they suffer incredible disabilities, don't they, that really affect, you know, just their everyday activities.
It includes being paralysed, speech, swallowing difficulties, problems with memories, hearings and eyesight. And it's not just the stroke survivors, it's also their carers, their family members that are impacted by this as well.
So I know that there is a little test, Andrea. Would you share that with our listeners, please?
Of course. You know, yes. And in this time, it's very important that people recognise that if they think they are having a stroke or if you think a family member is having a stroke, it's very important to contact your emergency services. So, yes, we have a simple way of remembering the signs of stroke, and that is fast. So that's face. Has the person's face drop? Arms. Can the person raise both arms? Speech. Is their speech slurred? And then we have time, T for time, because calling 000 immediately. And that's because the quicker you can get people to hospital, the quicker they can receive the life-saving treatment that could reduce their disability and save them.
And just if you've recognised those things, Andrea, and the ambulance is taking, you know, minutes to get there, obviously. What else can a person do to look after the patient?
Well, really, I think that's really about reassuring the patient, making sure they're safe, that they're in a safe situation, that they're, and that you are, you know, protecting them. I think also when you call 000, say to the operators, I think that they're having a stroke.
Yep.
Because they will know what to do and they will treat that as an emergency and get to you as fast as possible.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so just to make sure that the patient is comfortable and safe.
Yes.
It's amazing, you know, the ambulance can only get there as quickly as it can, but it seems like an eternity when something terrible is happening, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And Andrea, look, as a final shout out to your wonderful volunteers, what have you got to say for them?
Look, we could not do our work without them. They contribute to changing lives of people who have had a stroke. They contribute through their lived experience of having a stroke. So I really want to give a big shout out to all our Stroke Foundation volunteers and say a big thank you.
We will leave it at that, and I'm sure that they appreciate your words there, Andrea. Keep up the good work, and 101.5 FM dips their lid to you guys as well, and keeping on doing what you do. Lovely talking to you. Thanks very much for your
time.
Thank
you. Okay. Great.